Welcome to The Point Home Services, the podcast where real contractors share real strategies. We cut through the noise and get straight to the point with the contractors that are working in the field right now. If you run a home services business and want to lead better, grow faster, and stay sharp, you're in the right place. Now, before we get started, I need you to do one thing. Only 30% of our listeners are following the show, so stop what you're doing, hit follow, and let's get to the point.
So if a customer calls from this particular area and they have a clogged drain, we're using machine learning, which is a subset of AI, to predict the value of that job based on the demographic of the customer, based on the location that they're calling from, based on things like what the service history has been at that house. When they've called us out in the past, have they converted at a high rate? Do they typically go with the higher end option or the lower end option? How old is the system? AI can analyze all that and make a calculation on the potential value of that job way faster than a human can.
This is To The Point, a Rhino Experience, voted one of the top home services marketing and operations podcasts, cutting through the bullshit and getting to the point.
Super excited to have Ara Medesian here. And let's give him a big round of applause.
Well, let's do it,
buddy.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. I was scared to death that Terry was going to roast me. So I'm glad he took it easy on me.
Well, we appreciate you being here. He took it easy on you. Clearly let it rip on me. That was very thoughtful of him. So now I've got the rest of the day to pay him back for it. It's going to be great. Again, man, I really appreciate you being here too. And it does mean a lot. And, you know, and I just always excited whenever you speak or whenever we go to Pantheon, hearing about all the things that you guys are doing to improve service side for the contractor and the contractor experience and to just make the business better as a whole. So I'm grateful for those things. And when you decided that you would come, and I was like, all right, sweet, I have a few things I wanted to chat with you about. One of those things were one that you already had as well. And this is going to be around the AI conversation. So we hear it thrown around. It's not new. It's just newer. There's a lot more of it. There's a lot more usage of it. It's become more common, but it's been around for a minute. But I want to, you know, it's always good to pick your brain on just AI in general. Now, for those who've heard the term thrown around but don't really know what it is, it's not artificial, or it is artificial intelligence, not artificial insemination for any of the farmers like me who, anybody, okay, no, just me. Okay, that got awkward. But why don't you just let, like, everybody in here know, what is AI from your perspective?
Yeah, great. AI stands for artificial intelligence. In the simplest terms, it is simply about building computers and technology that mimic humans and human intelligence. So if we think about what human intelligence means, it's our ability to see, our ability to hear, our ability to smell and taste, and to feel. And then based on what we are seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, tasting, etc., it's to then respond in some way, to take some kind of action, or to say something, or to write something as a result. So maybe, for example, like the full embodiment of AI, if we had it available in this room, would be like a robot that if the robot noticed somebody is standing, you know, they would offer him a chair, or if somebody's pen fell on the floor, you would see it, you would identify that, you know, it's Ken's pen that fell and would go and pick it up and offer it to Ken. And so, you know, some of this we're still quite a long ways away from that level of full artificial intelligence and the ability to see and smell and taste and act and think like a human. But there are many parts of that that already today, you know, are very advanced and that we use it in our daily lives.
Hey, has anybody here ever been to the Sphere in Vegas? Nobody know what it is? There's like the robots and stuff in there. That's pretty trippy. Have you ever been in there?
I haven't, but I'm very excited to go, and I hear the U2 show there is out of this world.
I didn't go to see U2, but I was just going to check it out, but you can go see U2. It's a long walk, by the way, to get to the Sphere if you have to go in, so just be prepared to walk. But it's a really cool experience, and there's a lot of stuff around AI, and it's like a full interaction. So it is really cool. So a conversation I get asked often, or people will ask me about, is around like the legitimacy of AI. Yeah. Like, is this just a hype? People flex on saying, oh, I put AI in my business, but what does that really mean? Like, is this a hype? Is this legit? Is this like here to stay? What's the deal? Give me the scoop on AI.
Yeah. It is real in a very massive way. It will literally be the biggest change we experience in our lives and our businesses. At Pantheon, I talked about how much change this industry has experienced over the past, 10 years, starting with things like how easy marketing was 20 years ago. All you did is take out a Yellow Pages ad. That was it. And the phone rang. And now you got advertised everywhere. Facebook, Angie's List, Yelp. You got to figure out all the Google AdWords that thankfully you help with. It's become much more complex, but we have adapted, right? 10 years ago, we were still doing chicken scratch invoices. Now we have good, better, best presentations on tablets with integrated financing and monthly prices and et cetera. And pretty much everything about our operations has changed. And when we reflect upon all this change, it seems like, oh my God, so much happened so quickly. And yet when we project that pace of change going forward, like the pace of change that we saw in the past will literally be the slowest pace of change that we will see moving forward. AI is going to change everything. I'll just, very relevant. So the biggest player in AI today is NVIDIA. So NVIDIA simply creates the chips, the physical hardware chips that are required for AI. NVIDIA, roughly about 9 years ago, was worth about $10 billion, that company. A year ago, in October 2022, so we're talking about a year and like 3-4 months ago, it was worth about $300 billion. In 1 year, and this is unprecedented, nobody's ever seen a company grow this fast. In 1 year, NVIDIA went from $300 billion in market cap to now $2 trillion. Almost 10x growth in 1 year. Unprecedented, especially at that scale. It's one thing to grow a business from like a million in market cap to 10 million. That's still very impressive, but somewhat doable. But, $300 billion to $2 trillion is kind of like the landing a man on the moon in business terms. And everybody was fearful of what their, quarterly results would be yesterday. And is this all hype or is it real? And blew past expectations. Stock is up another 15% today. It is revolutionary. Every boardroom is having the conversation about how AI is going to transform business and what we got to do to be prepared for that transformation, to benefit from it instead of being impacted by it negatively. And so we spend a lot of time investing in helping contractors get ready for that revolution. Because if you think back to the previous transformations, most recently there was like just digitization using software. Then there was cloud computing, everything moving to the cloud. And of course, everybody thought, why would I want to put my data in the cloud? I'd rather have it be in the server and in my closet. And it turns out there were really good benefits to moving to the cloud. And then the other one was mobile, right? Even a lot of us, even myself, thought 10 years ago, would technicians even use iPads in the field? And today, the vast majority of them do, and it helps them close better and increase average tickets and so on and so forth. So we've seen all these transformations. The next big one is going to be AI. It's already used in our daily lives. Like when we look up just traffic to come to work in the morning, like that is all based on AI. It's actually based on a subset of AI called machine learning that analyzes, if it's Tuesday at 9:30 a.m., well, typically on a Tuesday at 9:30 a.m., when school is still going and, the weather is this and all these other variables are this, how long does it typically take? It's already applied there. It's applied in every other aspect of our life. Like if we take any prescriptions, a lot of the drug development today is all facilitated by AI, taking a look at like predicting which compounds will interact with other compounds in what way and what the benefits and the consequences will be. If you called the JW Marriott to change your reservation, you may have gotten an automated assistant like I did. And I said, I need to change my reservation from, yesterday to today. And it did it for me. So it is here. It is here to stay. And it's changing how business is done.
So it's not a fad.
No, not at all.
Well, I know that in my last board meeting, they asked about how are we utilizing AI.
Yeah.
So we came into it with our plan and with the things that we were doing, but it was a it's a topic of discussion that I'm hearing more and more, and especially from the podcast and things like that. So who better to hear it from than you? So one thing that you and I were talking about was how important it is for the contractors to actually embrace using AI. And if you don't know, like asking, you know, getting with the right people to help you really understand what it is and how to use it. But do you feel like that you have to use AI to stay a leader or to be a leader or to be progressive and win in the market, in the industry? You have to have AI integrated at some level.
This is, I think, the most important question. So if we think back to the good old days, like just 2-3 years ago, yeah, everybody was growing, revenue was increasing, even if you had, and this is not just in the trades, this is across businesses in every industry. Even if you had sloppy execution, you were still growing.
Right.
And there's a saying in sales solves all problems, or revenue growth solves all problems. When you see revenue growth growing, you're willing to not inspect as deeply. You're willing to overlook problems in the business because you're still enjoying growth. And ultimately, what we care about is the increase in profits, right? But when revenue is growing, as long as your, you know, EBITDA percentage doesn't change, your profitability will continue to grow. And then what we saw in the past couple of years is that the macroeconomic conditions changed as a result of inflation, as a result of interest rates, et cetera, et cetera. And now it's just simply a much tougher climate. And the tougher climate, you know, revenue growth gets impacted. And in order to continue growing revenue, like all the processes you had, your marketing process to generate leads, your call booking process to convert those leads into booked appointments, your process in the field for close rates, for average tickets, for those to produce greater results, like your processes have to be perfect. They got to be dialed in. In the past, where we were overwhelmed by, you know, search volume and lead volume, your marketing could be inefficient and you'd still get a lot of leads, right? Your conversion rate on your website could be suboptimal. You'd still get a bunch of leads. Your call booking rate may have been suboptimal. You'd still get a lot of business and so on and so forth. Now, with search volume down, with lead volume down, like your conversion rate optimization has to be dialed in. Your call booking rate has to be perfect. Your selling process in the field has to be perfect to continue to grow revenue. And I believe that the only way to get to a perfect process is if you automate it. If you figure out the right recipe for success and you automate it, you are guaranteed that it will be applied perfectly on every single customer, every single job, every single sale. When it has to be done manually, is when it is open to, you know, variability, and it depends on the person's mood and if they're busy with something else and so on and so forth. So to maintain revenue growth, I think it's important to automate. And then the second benefit, of course, is if you automate anything, it's typically achieved faster and more cheaply. And so not only does your revenue grow, but your profit margins increase. And so you win on both sides. Revenue growth, profit margin increase. That's when you really get a lot more profitability in the business.
So that would be probably one of the most important pieces of it, right?
Yep.
Profit margin growth. What are some other examples of how like the AI will benefit the contractors, or what are some like real life examples that they could use to benefit them?
So let's take every function in the business, from scheduling, dispatching, you know, managing inventory, payroll, selling in the field, customer service, etc. Every single function will be impacted by AI for the better. It'll produce better outcomes and it'll be done more cheaply through AI. I'll share a couple examples. So let's start in the call center. Okay. So right now, most companies, I would guesstimate, probably spend roughly 3% of their revenue on their call center. And as your revenue increases, one of the things you naturally have to do is add more customer support agents. And so your call center costs typically continue to stay around 3%. But AI probably has a huge opportunity to allow you to scale your revenue without having to scale your call center costs. And so as you scale your revenue, your call center costs may drop to 1.5%, ultimately to 1%. I was having this conversation with Steve Miles. Is Steve Miles here? There he is. So, you know, he was asking, he's like, what I really need is when I am inundated with call volume, you know, I need a system that can offer automated call center service so that customers can book appointments and reschedule appointments and et cetera, and do it with AI. And so that is one of the things that we are working on for after-hour support for when you're overwhelmed with calls. You know, the technology today is pretty good. So I could take a 3-second sample of your voice. You know, you could say, hello, my name is Cristiano and I run Rhino. That 3-second sample, I can upload it to Microsoft's Valley technology. And that 3-second sample is all I need to then have you say anything else I want in your voice. And nobody will be able to tell that it's a computer. Like I could literally have it say, ServiceTitan is the best thing in the world. Everybody should get ServiceTitan. And they'll all think it's Cristiano saying it. So the ability for AI to speak like a human, that capability is there. It is almost indistinguishable from human form. What is maybe not completely there is the understanding of what the homeowner is saying. That we probably have down to about 80-85%, which is still amazing. Like I was able to change my reservation just by speaking to AI. You know, I didn't need to wait for someone to answer the phone. Conversely, last night I needed a golf cart to the event, and I literally waited on hold for 15 minutes until somebody picked up the phone. I mean, why do I need to wait? I could just be able to dial and say, I need a golf cart, room XYZ, and a golf cart should show up. So the understanding is almost there. And the next thing that's really important is just like the customer expectation that they are used to talking to an AI assistant. That is almost there too, because now everybody, you know, when you call your airline to change reservation, AI helps you out. When you call the hotel, AI helps you out. And probably for the next year, as all of us continue to, you know, in most of our interactions outside of the trades, get exposed to AI, we will all become conditioned to that. And so in about a year, I think the market will be ready for what we talked about, Steve. And this is an area that we're working on. So the contact center or the call center is one of the areas where we really want to enhance our capabilities. There's probably three things we want to solve for that especially a lot of the larger customers in this room have been asking for. The first is, you know, the number of channels or the mediums through which you are interacting with customers is expanded. It's not just phone calls now, right? You text with customers. Customers email you. Customers connect with you on social media. Customers connect with you on that website chat feature you have on your websites. And you don't want your CSRs to have 5 different apps that they monitor for phone, text, email, you know, online bookings, etc. You want all of that unified in one inbox that they're looking at. So we're building that unified inbox for you guys. The second thing, the largest customers, you know, you need multi-tenant support, right? You have, you know, 10 different companies you operate in 10 different geographies in LA and Phoenix and Atlanta, wherever. And you want to have a centralized call center to have efficiency. You want one call center answering calls on behalf of all 10 locations, and you don't want them logging in and out of every one of these locations. So we're going to build that multi-tenant support. And then the last thing is going to be what we talked about with Steve, which is the AI assistant. To the extent that you want to shift some of your volume to the AI assistant, maybe you only want to do it during overflow hours or after hours, but ultimately you may decide to shift, you know, the vast majority of your call volume to that. And then when it's a complicated, you know, request, of course, we can escalate to a human. So that's one example.
Is there anything else like down the road that you can share with us that you guys are looking at?
Yes, yeah, so maybe I'll talk about 2 more examples. The most relevant one is dispatching, right? So today, a dispatcher's job is very hard. They're trying to maximize revenue for the company by assigning the best tech for the best job, and that's a complex process. We're trying to help that process through our automated dispatching capability. Key part there is actually in predicting the value of any job. So if a customer calls from this particular area and they have a clogged drain, or, you know, they don't have it, it's a no cool. We're using machine learning, which is a subset of AI, to predict the value of that job based on the demographic of the customer, based on the location that they're calling from, based on things like, you know, what the service history has been at that house, when they've called us out in the past, have they converted at a high rate? Do they typically go with the higher end option or the lower end option? How old is the system? So on and so forth. You know, AI can analyze all that and make a calculation on the potential value of that job way faster than a human can, especially when some of you guys have operations that are doing hundreds and thousands of jobs a day. And then figuring out what's the best technician to assign to that job. And, you know, historical performance is a great indicator of how technicians will perform in the future. But we've also seen that when technicians have issues at home, you know, they have a dispute with the spouse or issue with the kid or, you know, financial issues, their performance dips. And a dispatcher manually, it's not going to catch that across 100 or 1,000 technicians. But AI can catch that really quickly and address that. And so, you know, there are very large operators in this room who have already automated their dispatching using ServiceTitan's automated dispatching platform, and they're seeing increased revenue and, you know, more jobs per day and et cetera. And then I think the last one as it relates to you is optimizing marketing ads. So everybody in this room spends a whole lot of money on marketing, especially on Google AdWords. And that is a very leaky bucket because it is so complex to manage. Like, you guys advertise for, you know, plumber, Scottsdale, clogged drain, Glendale, you know, plumbing, Phoenix, and hundreds and thousands of other campaigns like that. And how are you going to possibly track, we invest this amount of money in each of these campaigns, and here is the amount of revenue that's generated from each campaign, and in real time shift marketing spend from this campaign to the other one because it's performing better. And by the way, when the call volume comes in and your calendar is packed, we forgot to turn off marketing. And now we're just wasting marketing dollars in a moment where we can't handle the volume, right? So our ads optimization product is meant to completely automate that process. And the results have been staggering. It's like 250% ROI on that, which means if you're spending like $1 million on AdWords to get 10 million of revenue, with that million to spend, you can now get 25 million of revenue. Or if you just want the 10 million of revenue, you can do it by spending, you know, probably 300,000. But this partnership, I think, is going to be very impactful. So it'd be great if you can share a little bit about what you guys are going to do on the marketing perspective.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate that. All right. Got a round of applause for Ara real quick. you know, last year was, you know, when you have 700 contractors as customers, you hear a few things from contractors on typically around performance. Mm-hmm. So it does challenge us as a team. You know, having been in this business 16 years doing digital marketing specifically for trades, to continuously step up our game. Now, I pride ourselves on being innovative. And at some point in time, I from Pantheon, when you and I started talking about this, I said, we need to figure some more things out from the marketing perspective. So you're talking on the operational side, you can catch all the stuff. And the ad optimizer tool was rolled out at Pantheon. And we've since had our teams working together to try and continue to fix and work on it. And we have someone here that we've beta tested it with, and it's starting to really come along nice. The point being is, how can we not make it as expensive as it has been? Yeah. So what I've wanted to do with this was, you know, create a deeper partnership with ServiceTitan, an enhanced partnership to figure out, you know, we have 400 plus customers that are on ServiceTitan platform. I want to be able to see if I spend a dollar on a PPC lead. So I've spent a buck on a dollar. How much is it that I make off of that lead? What did it cost me to even get a lead from pay-per-click? How did your CSR handle the call? Did they book it or not book it? So then I want to chase it all the way through to find out, did you propose, which I can find all this information mm-hmm. in ServiceTitan. What's pending for rehash? Because typically what we're seeing, and I learned a lesson this past year, because it was an interesting market, to say the least, coming off the unicorn years like you were talking about. So I was talking to Art, and I was like, hey, how can we go deeper into this partnership? Because we have so many mutual customers, and here's what I want. If I have a $100,000 budget, I want to know exactly how much of that from PPC produced a brand net new customer, not just existing customers. My job is to bring in net new business. But I want to know how much of it did it bring in and at what cost. If it was SEO, how much did it bring in and at what cost? If it was social media, how much did it bring in and at what cost? We can do these by connecting our two tracking numbers. But I want to chase it all the way to the end, including how are the CSRs booking, but how's the answering services booking these calls? So that's been like a constant, like, with the answering service piece of it, it's always just been find somebody that is good or decent, because most haven't historically have not been great. And the reason that Nexus is in this room is they've been doing a fantastic job for us on answering service and doing outbounding and things like that. And some of you in here are using them, but I want to automate this thing so that way I can find out now. How did PPC perform for me now? How did SEO perform for me now? So it's exciting that I could, you know, that's what we're working on as a fantastic enhanced partnership between ServiceSite and Rhino to accomplish this end-to-end solution to make it easy. So when you have, if you're working with Rhino, or of those of you that always reach out to me that aren't working with us and ask me these questions, you know who you are, I can give you really fast answers, but they're facts. Here's exactly what you should expect into comparison to what you're actually doing. So what I want to be able to know is it really me that's the problem, the marketing that's the problem? Is it you that's the problem? Or is it us that's a problem? Or is it all, like, what is it? If we have the facts, the data to support, like you said, you spend a dollar, you get 25 in return, you spend a million, you get 25 million, whatever it is. I just want to take the feelings out of the way. Yeah. And we can do this by utilizing the AI, the optimizer tool, the Service Titan platform, the APIs, all these things, and accomplish that. So that's what we're trying to accomplish as Rhino. So that way I can continue to give you the information that you need, that's the best information. You don't have to worry about if it's some marketing agency telling you what they want you to hear. I want to be the source. I'm going to continue to be the subject matter expert in this for you, whether you use us or not. So this is the best way to get to it,
yeah,
is to connect the dots.
I think what's particularly exciting is I think this is the first time in the history of the trades where the trades is not going to play catch up, where every other industry isn't going to take that leapfrog step forward, and then we're going to have to figure out how to play catch up. I think because of the work that you guys and others are doing, hopefully some of the work that we're doing, but most importantly, the level of like innovation and aggressiveness and ambition in this room, I think this group is pushing themselves, but also pushing me and pushing you to be at the leading edge of this upcoming revolution. And I think this is going to be the first time where like the future isn't going to happen to us. The future is going to happen for us. The quote unquote legends of the industry in the room. You also have like the next generation of these great leaders. And I seem like, you know, they were huddled in groups at your event, and then they all went to dinner and they're still huddled in groups. And until like midnight, they're talking about how the world is going to change and how they're going to continue to grow their businesses. So I'm just very excited for the future that we're going to have together. And I think it's going to be extremely successful for all of us.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead and close it out by saying, you know, it does feel good to feel like we're finally not catching up, we're not behind.
Yeah.
But I know an industry that is kind of feeling that same behind thing, and that's in that roofing space, which you guys are also starting into now. So it'll be nice for them to be able to get into this too and start to implement some of the same processes and things that got, you know, the trades to where they are today, like the HVAC plumbing, electrical space, where it is today. We're no longer 10 years behind. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
No longer 10 years behind. We're right there, and you are a big part of that. So I appreciate from all of us that are in the trades, and appreciate what you do for everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris, and thank you to this incredible group. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, all right. Appreciate you, bud. Listeners, thank you so much again for listening to this podcast week after week. We are extremely grateful. Again, the whole purpose of this podcast is to give back to the home services industry that we love so much, whether you're a Rhino or not. We really, really appreciate all the subscribers. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please go in and subscribe, and you'll get all the episodes sent to you automatically weekly. Also, we have really enjoyed your feedback. It's so meaningful for us when we get to read the nice comments that you guys put. So keep doing that. And if you don't know how to do it, here's what you got to do. You search for To The Point Home Services on Apple Podcasts. You click on our profile, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and hit write a review, and be honest and share your story and how the podcast has impacted you and your business. Thanks again from the bottom of our hearts at To The Point Home Services Podcast. We appreciate you. Welcome to The Point Home Services, the podcast where real contractors share real strategies. We cut through the noise and get straight to the point with the contractors that are working in the field right now. If you run a home services business and want to lead better, grow faster, and stay sharp, you're in the right place. Now, before we get started, I need you to do one thing. Only 30% of our listeners are following the show. So stop what you're doing,
hit follow, and let's get to the point.